vegetarians. It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas. Jesse, I sure do hear a lot these days about vegetarians.
Yeah, that's gotten to be a fad lately. They may have something.
No, Jesse, that's goofy. They eat weird stuff. I hear they...
They eat seaweed and sunflower seeds.
Seaweed?
Oh, yeah, that's what I hear. They don't not just eat meat. They eat only organic food.
Well, that don't make sense. Now, bologna's organic, ain't it? And it's meat.
Well, now, there is some speculation about whether bologna's really meat now.
What do you mean? Bologna's the most important meat in the world. Now, if we didn't have bologna sandwiches, we'd have to shut down most of the factories in the world.
Well, what I mean is that not all the stuff in bologna's real meat.
You joking? The kind I get's all beef bologna.
Well, now, that's what I mean. You know, anything from a cow can be called beef. Why, you could grind up the horns and call it beef.
No, Jesse. Bologna's a special cut. Now, it grows right behind the brisket, I think.
Oh, Sam, it's made up of the packer. It ain't no natural part of the cow.
Are you sure about this?
Oh, yeah. I can't believe you didn't know that.
Is that why vegetarians won't eat it?
No, they only eat vegetables. That's why they call them vegetarian.
Only vegetables? No corn?
Well, I don't know. Ain't corn a vegetable?
Corn is a grain, Jesse.
Well,
ain't it?
Yeah, but I think vegetarians eat grain. They just stay away from meat.
Well, why do they call themselves vegetarians if they eat grain?
Well, I don't know. What difference does it make?
A lot. You got to know what your group can and can't do. Now, Jesse, can they eat mincemeat pie?
Well, I think so. They ain't no meat in mincemeat.
I didn't know that.
You know, I think them health food people are really on the right track, though. All these chemical fertilizers and stuff, why, they're just going to poison us.
No, I ain't sure about that. Now, Leon's uncle tried to grow corn last year without weed killers and fertilizers and stuff, you know.
Did it make?
Well, yeah, and no. It never got very high. In fact, it was so small, the birds had to kneel down to eat it, he said.
You know, it's really confusing. They say don't eat this and don't eat that. You know, why is it all the things that are good are bad for you?
You know, my mama used to make my sandwiches when I was going to school out of anything she had. I remember when I was in the third grade. That was a really hard year, Jesse. Right in the middle of the Depression. Now, she made turnip green sandwiches for us to take to school.
Turnip green sandwiches?
Yeah. I didn't eat nothing but turnip green sandwiches once for 6 or 7 weeks.
Whew, man, I bet that got old.
Yeah, it didn't take long to get caught up on turnip green sandwiches. But that wasn't the hard part. After about 2 months, Mama had to tie rags soaked in kerosene around my ankles.
Around your ankles? What in the world for?
Well, to keep the cutworms from getting to me.